And then there's Sridhata, you know, Sridhata, this guy, lived at the time of Buddha. He was, as a young man, he was a crook, a criminal, and he engaged in tons of negative actions. He spent his whole life being extremely negative, killing, thieving, stealing, and all the rest of it. Then when he became an old man, he developed an interest in spiritual life. So he went to see Buddha and said, oh, I think I'd like to become a monk now, if that's all right with you, Buddha. So it's traditional that when someone receives the vows of ordination, that they must possess at least one virtuous potentiality in their mind. So the clairvoyant disciples of Buddha gazed into the dark mind of Sridhata and could find not a single potentiality. So they declared him unfit for ordination. No, 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 you cannot ordain this person. There's no way he can become ordained. Anyway, Buddha has a superior clairvoyance, and he looked and he saw deep down in the dark mind of Sridhata one tiny potential, virtuous potentiality, that had been placed there long time, eons ago, when Sridhata was reborn as a fly. He's reborn as a fly, and he saw some tasty dung one day, which he'd like to go down and eat, jumped onto this piece of dung, and it began to rain. The rain came and carried the piece of dung off with the fly sitting on top of it into a jungle clearing in which there was a stupa. You know, a stupa is this representation of Buddha's mind of enlightened mind. And just as the fly came into, I don't know, the presence of the stupa and saw the stupa, he died. So according to Dharma, Buddha's teachings, is whenever we perceive any representation of Buddha, like these statues behind me, or you visualize them, try and imagine them, due to the power of the object, which is representing enlightenment, then you receive on your mental continuum an indestructible karmic potentiality for enlightenment. Now, it doesn't matter whether you're angry, whether you're smashing the images up with a big hammer or something, because of the image, you're still receiving that potentiality. So Sridhata had this one potentiality, and Buddha therefore declared him to be fit to be ordained. So he took ordination, practiced Dharma, and he attained realizations, highly realizations in that life. I like that story too, because it completely turns on our head our idea about ourselves, isn't it? You know, none of you are in that state. No, like one potentiality. You've got millions of potentialities, virtuous potentialities. It gives great hope, this kind of thing, you know. Anyhow, what's the reason for all this? If we deeply contemplate these teachings on actions and their effects, in reality what we need to do is to study them in detail on a, what's a qualified study program, like the foundation program or the teacher training program. Sorry, but it's the only way. It's the only way, you know, dipping into a book every now and then or coming to a class. Very good, very good. I rejoice. But without systematically studying the Dharma, systematically meditating on the Dharma, it's impossible to make progress, you know. Life is very short and it's full of nonsense, isn't it? So unless you make a decision and stick with that decision, life goes very quickly. Anyway, once we've contemplated karma deeply, you know, what will happen to us, just naturally, if we have faith, we contemplate it deeply, just naturally our mind will change. We'll think, oh, because I don't want to experience pain, I don't want to experience suffering, I want to fulfill my wishes, I want to find good friends, I don't want to be sick, I want a long life, not a short life, because I want all these things, then I will completely abandon engaging in negative actions. I will completely abandon engaging in negative actions because I want all these good things. Well, that is the practice of moral discipline. That it means simple level moral discipline, restraining ourselves, stopping ourselves from following those urges to do and say and think in harmful ways. And this is a huge practice. It's not just for Buddhists, it's for everybody. I was saying the other day to somebody, was it? I don't know, somewhere. Everybody needs to practice moral discipline, even animals, you know, even dogs. If you live in a family and there's a dog in a family, dog doesn't behave itself, it gets punished, doesn't it? Every family has rules. That's some kind of discipline, you know. So we need to restrain ourselves from these negative actions. Moral discipline, from a spiritual point of view, is like the earth, you know. The earth, we don't see much of it in cities, but the earth, you know, this kind of brown stuff or black stuff or whatever, this is the basis for the growth of all the crops that we need to eat, food, isn't it? So from a spiritual point of view, we say moral discipline is like the great earth. In Buddha's time, the earth was often yellow, which is why these robes of the ordained are yellow. One reason, anyway. One reason, indicating the practice of moral discipline. And this is a massive practice. Even if we've got no time to do anything else in our life, we're so busy, we're so, you know, embedded in the world with all of its activities, at least we can restrain ourselves from engaging in actions that are going to cause us big suffering in the future. And I'm not going to kill, make a promise, I'm never going to kill again, I'm never going to steal again, never going to lie again. I'm never going to engage in sexual misconduct ever again, because I know this causes all kinds of difficulties in relationships, etc. You know, many good reasons. I'm never going to speak divisively and divide people up, you know. I'm never going to interfere with people's relationships. So this practice, moral discipline, very essential practice, you know. But in itself, as you probably understand, it's not enough, is it? It's not enough just to practice moral discipline now, because we've got quite an inheritance of stuff that we brought with us from our previous lives. So this is where, I'm going to get around to it eventually, this is where we begin to practice something like this, purification practice.